From sleepless nights to tantrums at the store, wiping sticky hands and cleaning up the kitchen floor. Every day is an adventure, never a dull moment in sight. They're breaking all the rules with their hearts shining bright.
Welcome back to The Secret Life of Motherhood, where we talk about all the things we only talk to our best friends about.
Yes.
If we even talk about them. So we're laying it all out. I am Christine.
I am Anne.
And welcome to the journey. So we've gone through mom doubts. We've gone through mom guilt. Today we're talking about fails, okay? The stuff you should actually feel guilty about.
Like, I'm sitting here scratching my head because I wanted to tell you my biggest mom fail moment a few days ago. And you said, no, save it for the podcast.
Yeah, because I wanted to have all the juicy bits here. Okay, so tell us.
This is a big one. I really, really feel
guilty. Do you want to tell us now or do you want to tell us in a few minutes?
I'll tell you now. Okay. Like, let's just rip off this Band-Aid. 2020 COVID time. So like what, 4 years ago, my son was about 3 and a half and I was working for myself financially. As we all know, that was a really horrible time. And I had taken on some ad hoc work to help a company with reporting on a spreadsheet. But this was like a mother of a spreadsheet. Okay. It took all of my attention. My car is parked in the driveway. My son is playing outside, but I know my yard is completely safe. Okay. There's no way he can go. Nothing can happen. I even moved my laptop into the kitchen. Open plan area so I can see him throughout the front door. And I am working, like focused on this spreadsheet heavily. About 45 minutes later, I come up for air and I realize I have not seen my child.
Dun, dun, dun.
So I run outside calling for him. He doesn't answer. So the panic starts setting in, the butterflies and everything. And I'm searching, can't find him anywhere. I even go and look in the LARPA. We've got a small fridge.
Yeah.
I open that up frantically. Okay, I'm under the couches in the LARPA. I'm everywhere. And the dogs just look at me like, what are you looking for, lady? And I run to my car and I open up the boot because that's like my last thought.
Yeah.
He's not in the boot. And I walk back to the front door to get my phone to call my husband to tell him, I've lost our child, dude. My son, he's 3 and a half, passed out face down on the back seat of the car. In hindsight, I heard a child screaming, calling, yelling. I just assumed it was the neighbor's kids.
So he locked himself in there.
Kitty lock on the back doors.
Oh, no.
He'd opened the car door, gotten in, and he couldn't get back out.
Oh.
And he had literally, like, given up on life. 4 years later, I still feel.
Don't cry.
Man, that was, I felt so bad.
Oh my gosh. I get why though. That is,
man.
Oh, but these little f***ers.
Come on, top that, Christine.
No, I can't. I can't top that.
Ouch.
I've got my own fails, which I feel very bad about. But I mean, look, kids have this way of also hiding. My youngest makes a game out of, she loves hiding. And she's a really, really good hider.
Okay.
Okay. And she has stamina. So she will hear me freak out and be like, Mila, come out right now. Like, this is not funny. And she'll just keep quiet and she'll stay right where she is. It could be 20, 30 minutes later. We've had to look for her. But I mean, this was not us losing her or ignoring. This was just realizing that she'd now hidden, and we can't find her.
But is she stuck where she's hiding?
No.
Is she okay where she's hiding?
Yes.
You know, you're like,
oh my gosh. That is, oh,
my child is okay. It wasn't summer. It was sort of like in between seasons. He's totally fine.
Nothing fried beyond.
No. He Ritchie. Just cried so much.
So did he wake up when you took him out and then you cried?
Yes.
Aww.
And he said to me, he said, "Mama, ak jou roep."
Oh.
Like, I'm sorry, buddy.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Gosh.
I was trying to earn a living.
That just breaks my heart. To
yeah.
pay the car that you were passed out in.
Basically.
So I think my fails are usually forgetting things.
Okay.
So I have forgotten my kids at school at least 5 times.
Oops.
And that's, I think, probably in the past year.
Well, it's an okay place to forget them.
Well, the last time was probably about a month ago, and there was a bit of a miscommunication. I forgot that I had to pick them up. Mm-hmm. I assumed someone else was. And the teacher phoned me, and she was like, "So, is someone still picking up your daughter today?" And I realized both of them are still at school.
Oops.
Long after school had closed. At one point, when I was solely responsible for picking them up, mm-hmm. I had a reminder on my phone that went mm-hmm. off every single day that told me, "Tel kinders op."
Well, you know, you have to, because the day just gets away from you.
Yeah, sure. If you do something, like I scream at my kids, like, "You do this every single day, every morning. You've done this every day for 2 years. What?" And yet,
true.
I forget to pick them up from school. So that's usually my fail. I forget theme days. I forget, you know,
tuck
things
shop.
That they have to tuck shop. I sometimes forget.
Mm.
But, you know, sometimes they're not going to have money for in real life. So it's fine if they don't have money for tuck shop.
You got to prepare them.
Life lesson.
You know.
But I think, you know, everyone has the stuff that they fail at, that they just not good at.
Mm-hmm.
And husbands forget things all the time, and they fail at things all the time, and they don't feel guilty about
they
it.
They manage.
They don't give a
no.
My husband forgets to feed our kids. I would come home on a Saturday at like 3 o'clock, and I'd be like, "Have you given the kids lunch?" No.
Well, yeah, my husband gets extremely hangry, and so does my son. Okay. But the one gets angry, and the other one gets emotional.
Okay.
So, when I used to do the Saturday morning show on Nova, I would come home just after one. The one would be crying and the other one would be screaming at the one crying. And it would be this whole thing. And I'd be like, "Have you guys eaten?"
No.
So, yeah, you know, even they forget it all the time.
You win some, you lose some.
Yeah.
And that's just part of being a parent. I mean, my kid's been sick where I sent her to school and she threw up there. I'm like, "Oh, I'm sorry. I thought she was faking it."
My bad.
You know, some of us forget to buy our kids underwear for 4 years.
Hey. If you don't know what that dig was about, go back a few episodes.
Mom guilt.
Go yeah. listen to Mom Guilt.
And some things you really don't have to feel guilty about, and some things you are going to feel guilty about because you've got reason to. We all win the Mom of the Year award every now and again.
Yeah, it's fine.
It's okay.
It's
so
fine.
As a little fun way to end it off, we asked on our WhatsApp group, which you are welcome to join if you'd like to. The link to the WhatsApp group is on our Facebook page, The mm-hmm. Secret Life of Motherhood. We asked the moms to ask their kids mm-hmm. some questions. And these are just fun little questions to
yeah.
see how well your kid knows you. I threw in a fun little one for my eldest daughter at the end. But let's listen to a few others first.
Here we go. Anonymous mama and her kiddo number one.
Okay, wat dink jy doen ek wanneer jy nie by my is nie of wanneer ons ek nie by die huis is nie?
TV kyk.
Ek, wat doen ek as ons nie by mekaar is nie?
Werk.
Aha. Waarvan dink jy hou mama? Wat doen ek graag vir fun?
Werk.
Wat is die een ding wat jy dink ek baie goed kan doen?
Om mama se self te wees.
Okay. En die een ding wat jy dink wat ek nie baie goed kan doen nie.
Om kos te maak.
Hey,
dis die waarheid.
You asked your eldest, I think. You said you asked her these questions.
I did.
Wat dink jy doen ek wanneer jy nie by die huis is nie? Ek weet jy, miskien kyk jy TV of jy lees op jou Kindle. Ek weet jy.
Waarvan dink jy hou, mama? Wat doen ek vir fun?
Jy lees jou Kindle en jy gaan slaap in die middag, as jy kan.
Wat is die een ding wat jy dink ek baie goed kan doen?
Lees.
En iets wat jy dink ek nie baie goed kan doen nie?
Pop speel.
Toe ek 'n kind was, waarvoor dink jy het ek die meeste in die moeilikheid gekom?
Ek dink vir goed doen wat jy nie vir permissie gevra het.
Wat is jou snaakste memory saam met mama? Iets wat ek gedoen het wat jou die meeste laat lag het.
Daar is op 'n wake-up liedjie doet jy silly gedans.
Wat dink jy is my gunsteling woord?
Pizza? Ek dink.
Nee, kom wees nou ernstig. Is dit 'n woord wat jy nie mag sê nie?
Ja.
So she was right on pretty much everything. I do like afternoon naps.
You do?
I didn't really get in trouble as a child, but if I did, it was probably something I didn't ask permission for. I still believe it's easier to ask for forgiveness than to ask for permission. And yes, she got my favorite word spot on.
And bonus points, she knows she's not allowed to use that word.
Mm-hmm. We don't have bad words in our house. We only have bad intentions.
Okay, my brain doesn't quite figure that out.
So, I mean, if she's going to stub her toe and say, I know, it's okay, because yeah.
I don't know how I feel about that.
But there aren't bad words. There are bad intentions.
Okay.
But she knows that she doesn't know her own intent. She doesn't know how to use that word as intended. Yet.
Okay, yeah. Okay, I'm with you there.
Anyway, so that was her. And then we also asked one of my other friends to talk to her daughter. Her daughter is actually 11 years old, so she's a little bit older already.
She's more experienced.
Wat denk jy doen ek wanneer jy nie by die huis is nie?
Werk.
Waarvan denk jy hou ek wat van is?
Met ek en sy van tyd gaan speel.
Wat is die een ding wat jy dink ek baie goed kan doen?
Naals.
Toe ek 'n kind was, waarvoor dink jy was ek die meeste in die moeilikheid?
Dis seker nie. Mors.
Wat is jou snaakste memory saam met my?
Ons een keer daai ding jy was en die kameelperd, ons het foto's mos geneem. Jy maak dit.
Oh, that's cute. Like, she actually remembers a moment that her and her mom were silly together.
Yeah.
Huh?
It does make me feel a little bit bad that all the kids are like, what we do when they're not around is work.
Yeah, that was a through the bank kind of answer.
Is that a fail? No, because you got clothes on your back, you got a school to go to, you got food in your tummy.
Exactly.
So we're not failing. We might feel a little bit guilty, but we're doing it because we have to. Right.
Yeah, we have to. You know, life is expansive.
So that is Mom Fails. Share your Mom Fails with us. Join our Facebook group.
Yes.
And also, or follow us on Facebook and join our WhatsApp group. You can find the link on our Facebook page. You can listen on Spotify, on Apple Podcast, on nova.com.na under the shows section. And every Wednesday right here on Nova 103.5.
Every Wednesday at 12:25.
We'll check you next week on The Secret Life of Motherhood.
The Secret Life of Motherhood, only on Nova 103.5.